have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Well, praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We've made it another Tuesday night. Amen. Hallelujah. We give God glory on tonight. We give God praise on tonight. Y'all better open up your mouth and say something. Hallelujah. Listen, y'all go ahead and call a neighbor, call a friend, tag them. Let them know that Apostle Dr. Sylvia Hunter is on the line tonight. I need y'all to open up your mouth. I need you to tell God something. You know, God want to hear from us. He want to hear what we have to say. God wants us to give him a praise offering with our voices. We ought to shout with the voice of triumph. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Listen, I'm excited to be here tonight. I don't know about you, but I am very excited, amen, because God is who he say he is. He is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should have to repent. If he said it, my God, he's going to make good of it. I'm telling you, and if he said it, it shall surely come to pass. That's a promise, amen. Glory to God. I just love that song as it talks about opening up your mouth and saying something. Hallelujah. I love that song. Amen. So I'm going to go ahead and get the accolades out of the way. I do give God glory. Amen. For my husband, amen, Bishop James Hunter, who allows me to just do all that I can do in the kingdom. And I appreciate God for him on tonight. I bless God for Dr. Kimmy Kim and the Elations family, right? Hallelujah. And everything that she has her hands in, I bless God for all of her endeavors. Glory to God on tonight. So listen, y'all, go ahead and let them know that I'm here. Call them up. Let them know. Listen, I've sent out a text. We've sent out flyers or whatever have you. We want y'all to know we're on here tonight at this hour, at this set time, with a set word with you in mind. Amen. Let us go to God in prayer. Father, we thank you on tonight. We praise you for what you're about to do in the lives of your people. We give you glory. We honor you on this day because we know that without you, it would not be possible. So, Father, we thank you for how you're going to move in the lives of your people. Father, I'm asking on tonight that you would do a new thing in them, in their homes, in their families, in their lives, in their jobs. Father God, that you would do a new thing, Lord God, and they will recognize what you're doing in them, for them, and through them. So, Father, we give you glory. But tonight, God, we give you praise. We love you on tonight. Decrease us so that you decrease me so that you may increase and get all the glory. Teach us on tonight, God. We thank you for dissecting your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And thank God. Hallelujah. Listen, we are, you know, dealing with a lot of things. We are in Alabama. We are in our what's called our hurricane season, right? It has begun. And so it's been raining here since last week every day, right? And even some other places in the south. But we still give God glory. Amen. Because we need the rain. You need rain, people. You need God to rain even in your life. I mean, the physical rain, when it comes, it washes out impurities. It brings rain so that our crops can grow. When it rains, things grow. When it rains, things happen. We need the rain. Somebody say, I don't like rain. Listen, listen, you need the rain. So y'all need to start telling God, let it rain, God. Let it rain in my life. Shower down on me your blessing. Shower down on me your anointing, God. Shower down on me the fire. Shower down on me, God, with power in the name of Yahshua. We need the power of God to be able to execute God's plan in the earth. Without his strategies, without his wisdom, without his knowledge and understanding, we will not be able to make it in this end time if we don't have those components. Amen. Hallelujah. So we glorify him on tonight. You know, a lot of people don't think it takes all of that to praise God. But it does. It takes us fasting. It takes us acknowledging who he is. Amen. So for some of you, he is your rock. Come on. For some of you, he is your wheel in the middle of a wheel. For some of you, he is your strong power. For some of you, he is your lawyer. For some, he may be your doctor. For some, oh my God, he may be your friend. Come on here. For some, he may be your mother. For some, he may be your father. But whatever God is to you tonight, you ought to be grateful, and you ought to begin to remind him of how much you appreciate him for who he is in your life. So good evening, everybody, again. I greet you all in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You are on Keeping It Real with Dr. Apostle Sylvia Hunter. So tonight, we want to just to inform you tonight. We just want you to begin to think about things in a more excellent way. Tonight, we want to get you stirred up in the Holy Ghost so that you will be on fire for God. This is the time we're living in the day that this is the best time to be in the kingdom of God. We're living in the best time ever to know that we serve a God who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ever ask or think. Amen. We're living in a time where we know who God is and what he's capable of doing and how he is using us in these last days. You need to know who you are in the kingdom. You need to know, hallelujah, what's your place? What's your stance? What's your job? Amen. What did God call you to do? Who did he call you to be? Amen. You need to ask him. Because you need to fulfill your destiny in life. A lot of people have died and went gone on. Some died in the Lord. Some died and went to hell because they did not fulfill the purpose that God put them on earth to do. There are a lot of prophets who died, had the gift, had the calling, and guess what? Did not operate in it, did not walk in it. They went contrary to the will of God, and they died with all those gifts and talents. Listen, I don't need no rocks crying out for me. I'm trying to tell y'all something, and I don't need no birds saying Tweedledee and Tweedledum. And I don't need listen. I'm trying to tell you something. You are going to have to give God what's due him. Because if you don't, he'll begin to use the elements. Ooh, Shanda Mushaya. Even the stars are beginning to shine brighter than ever because he's using elements. Even the moon, sometimes they rain. Manda Mushaya. I'm trying to tell you, even the trees, they swing back and forth, giving God glory. So what's wrong with some of you tonight? Why is it that you can't praise your God? Why is it that you won't yield to the call that's on your life? Why is it that you're so afraid of what others think about you? Let me tell you something. People don't like you no way. They don't like you right now. So what make you feel that they're going to love on you because you're doing the will of God? What make you think they're going to love on you when you're out there partying, getting hot? Listen, they're going to always be talking. People are always running those lips and that tongue and those teeth and that mouth. They're always running it, right? So there's nothing you can do about that. But it is your job and how you respond. Your job should be, listen, I don't care what y'all have to say about it. I love God. He loves me. And I choose to walk out my life being all that God is requiring me to be. Do y'all not know that there is requirements that God has for each and every one of us? Do y'all not know that there are blessings that we cannot obtain because we don't meet the condition? There are some blessings that have been given by God that they are conditional, meaning that you have to meet the condition in order to get it. Amen. And if you don't come up to par, you won't get it. So listen, I want to come up to the bar. I want to come up to par. I want to be all that he's calling me to be and then some, right? I want to have that then some kind of blessing because I need God to do what he needs to do in me so that I can be used by him. You need to be telling God, Lord, use me for your service. Use me, God, for your service. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of people are walking around, got much gift, many gifts. And they're walking around cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs because they don't want to obey. Let me tell you, your disobedience can keep you out of the will of God. Your disobedience can keep you from reaching your goals. Your disobedience have you walking contrary to his will. Your disobedience have people not really wanting to be around you because you are you're like somebody that they don't even know anymore. So it's time to walk in the way that God have ordained for your life. For he said he knows the plans that he have for you. And they are plans of good and not of evil. And he knows your expected end. You may not know your expected end, but God knows. Amen. He knew you before you knew yourself. He knew you before your mom and daddy got together. I'm trying to tell you something. So therefore, you need to let God lead you all the way from earth to glory. Let him lead you. Come on, somebody. Say, Lord, I'm ready to follow whatever way you want me to go. I'm willing to go all the way, God. Hallelujah. Not part of the way, but all the way. So we bless the Lord. Amen. We're yet seeing all of the United States money going over there. Hallelujah. And into the war that we cannot fight. We see that you don't hear as much. You don't see as much of Putin. If you do, I ain't seen him. You know what I'm saying? You don't see as much. Amen. But they're still in war. And the United States have put out some big bucks. And they should have been taking care of home base. Because when you leave home base uncovered, what you think happens? You leave your home base uncovered and see, won't somebody try to come and backdoor you? We need to be praying. Amen. There are certain countries we need to be praying for. There are certain states right now that we need to be praying for. Big things are getting ready to happen in certain states that have never happened before. Y'all, you know, you don't know the signs. You know, some people say, I need a sign. What God is doing. You don't need no more signs. You see everywhere. Listen, any two time you see winter and you see snow in a place that ain't never had snow, you ought to know something is up. Come on here. Any two time you see a building, apartment complex collapse and kill thousands of people, you ought to know something is up down in Miami. I'm trying to tell you something. Any two time you see bridges now, and they're not old bridges, just collapsing. So what I'm saying, our infrastructure is being damaged. Our infrastructure is no longer holding the United States up. Our infrastructure is being destroyed because the United States won't put money in infrastructure. Well, now what money has went to infrastructure and keeping us safe is now in the hands of the senators. Now the money that was for going in for infrastructure, the senators are getting a cut of that money. So therefore, again, our infrastructure is not solid anymore. People can come in and invade our territory, and we won't even know it until later. You understand what I'm saying? Because we're not taking care of home base. Somebody say, take care of home base. The Father want me to convey tonight to you that it's time to get your house in order. It is high time now that you get your house in order, meaning that it starts with you. You are the house that God is talking about. We ain't talking about your neighbor. Come on, somebody. We ain't talking about your church prayer warriors that you get with. God's talking about you. Get you together before you can work on anybody else. And that's the same thing, Biden. You got to work on yourself before you can go help anybody else. Come on here. We in a time where we're looking at everybody else and what everybody else is doing, but we refuse to look at our errors. We refuse to look at what we're doing. God wants you to look at yourself. Look at the man and the woman in the mirror. Look at what do you see? If you're not seeing a reflection of God, then you need to work. You need to get it together. Come on here. God said he wants us to begin to search our own soul. Look at your own soul. Find whatever. Listen, because sometimes we want to act dumb. And we be like, well, ain't that wrong with me? Ain't that wrong with my soul? The devil is a liar. Something wrong with your soul when you walk around and can't speak to your sisters and brothers in Christ. When you go around and you see somebody struggling and they was your friend once upon a time, and you mean to tell me you don't even just ask them a kind word and say, hey, is there anything I can do? They may not want you to do nothing, but the thought of the matter is you could ask. Come on here, somebody. But you say you got it together. The devil is a liar, and the devil is lying to you. When your leader corrects you, you want to fight. You ready to fight your leader. You done told one of the sisters, if they say one more word, you're going to cuss them out. Is that, oh, Lord, have mercy. Is that the attitude we need to have? Uh-huh. Is that the attitude we need to have? All right. The Bible says when someone offends you, right, you know, we want to hold it inside. And see, what you're doing is when you internalize the thing, you keep it festers. When you don't get it resolved, while you're holding it in your belly, your heart, against them, instead of talking with them, pulling them to the side and say, listen, you know, I really didn't like the way you said what you said. It offended me. And if I'm wrong, you know, I'm sorry, but I just, it offended me because I felt like you were coming. You know, people be telling you coming for me, but I felt like you was, you know, talking to me. And that really was, I never did what you said. Well, you know, get things right, because sometimes, you know, you'll find out that person really wasn't even talking to you. They were talking over your head, and because it hit you, because it might have really been you, you got offended. So we got a lot of people walking in offense, and yet they say they're leaders. How are you going to be a leader over somebody? How are you going to be a supervisor over somebody, and yet you can't take orders, and yet you can't take constructive criticism? You don't. If somebody correct, if your boss correct you about your handwriting, you get an attitude. If your boss said, listen, that you used the wrong word in the wrong context, and then you want to get mad and say they think they know it all, but baby, they must know something. They your boss. They ain't your boss just to be your boss. They had to work their way up, or they had to be appointed up, or however. The Bible said promotion comes from God. So you know, you get mad with the wrong one when you should be getting mad with God. Just like when your leader be trying to teach you things and you're not getting it, and then you think they trying to rush you, but then God is saying, we got to do this thing quickly. Whatever you're going to do for God, you better do it quickly. You're gonna have to stop procrastinating. You're not going to be able to wait them putting off tomorrow for what you can do right now. Because see, tomorrow is not promised, neither that. Tomorrow you won't have that same situation. I want to let you know what happened yesterday. I can't deal with that because it's over. Why are we leaving in the past? It's over. That's why it's called the past. Everything that happened to you in your past, whether it be relationship breakups or whatever, or misfortunes or whatever you've had, it's in the past. You got to live for the now. Come on here. Stop living for the dead. That's in the past. Those are dead situations. Stop trying to resurrect a dead thing and live in the now. Somebody say, I'm living in the now. I'm living in the now. I refuse to go back. I refuse to keep looking back. I refuse, because I got destination in my view. Oh, my God, good God from Zion. And I can't go back. I refuse to go back. I'm looking forward, hallelujah, to what God has planned for me. I'm looking forward to the things that I got to do. I'm looking forward at my assignment. And I'm asking God, Lord, help me complete every assignment. Help me complete it in strength and in power and in might. Come on here. Hallelujah. Because, see, you don't understand that every time you wake up, the adversary is mad. He want to know, how did you get up after he tried to kill you? He want to know, how did you get up after they tried to poison you? He want to know, how did you get up after he sent somebody out to harm you? I'm trying to tell you, your adversary is mad, but greater is he that is within me, Matoboshaya, than he that's in the world. Hallelujah. Though they slay me, yet I'm going to trust God. Though they talk about me, yet I'm going to pray. Come on here. Because prayer is my weapon. Prayer is my defense. I'm telling you, prayer is my offense too, whatever you want it to be. Prayer can do, Lord have mercy. Prayer can slay the dragons. Prayer can slay demons. I'm telling you, your prayer life is essential. And if then nobody tell you, they need to tell you the truth. If you don't use it, you'll lose it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But anyway, let's get to the word of the Lord. I feel my help coming now. My shit out of my sight. Glory to God. I don't know why God has me going here, back here, but we're going to go. Let's go to Proverbs today, the 23rd chapter. Proverbs 23rd. Proverbs 23rd. Proverbs 23rd. I'm going now reading in the the 23rd in verse 1. When thou sittest to eat with a ruler, consider diligently what is before thee, and put a knife to thy throat if thou be a man given to appetite. Be not desirous of his dainties, for they are deceitful meat. All right, so listen, I'm telling you this because God said, I want you to hear me clearly. I need y'all to open up your ears. I need y'all to be paying attention because God is going to drop a nugget on you. Here it is. God said he is getting ready, Mondo Boshaya, that are going to be people that God is placing in high ranking positions, all right? And they're going to get those positions by being voted in and voted on and yada, yada, yada. However, he says, but I'm getting ready to put my people, those who may not be qualified for the job, those who may not have the degrees, but I'm getting ready to put you in position. I'm getting ready to take them out of position, and I'm getting ready to put you in position. Did y'all hear that? God is getting ready to raise you up, but in the meantime, you got to have to know how to carry yourself. Come on here. Tell your brother, tell your sister. You're going to have to know how to carry yourself. So it's time to have some etiquette, right? We done lost etiquette in the body of Christ. We have lost etiquette, and some of you may have taken etiquette class. I'm just so glad we were taught etiquette in the home as a child. So it was just it was born in me. It was rooted and grounded, and my blood boiled when people put the wrong silverware on the wrong side of the table, and then they don't use. If you're gonna set a table, set it all the way. Don't just Lord Jesus, I don't want to go there. But anywho. It says, when thou sittest to speak with a ruler, consider diligently what is before thee. What it's only saying is when you go to dinner with an influential person, mind your manners. You don't go to dinner with an influential person talking about, what's up? Well, we got on the menu. I'm ready to throw down. Listen, you're before influential people. That means your diction should be intact. And if you don't speak well, ask the Lord this, because one thing I know about God, you may not be able to speak that language, but if it was a God thing, when you go before them in the right way, God will let you speak just like they speak. He will teach you their language. Come on, somebody. So here it is. You know, we got to watch through our language, our mannerism. You got to watch your body language. Not only that, you got to watch your attire. You don't come with a halter top on and some booty shorts, some Daisy Duck into an influential dinner, right? You got to know how to dress yourself properly. And, you know, you might say, well, why? Well, but all I got is a halter top. With me. Baby, you need to go borrow an outfit for that evening. If you ain't got the money, go borrow one, right? Because you got to, you know, you got to, I'm not saying you got to dress up so good. To the point, now, no, and I ain't telling you to fake it till you make it, but what I will say is borrow something that will cover you up to make you look, you know, decent. That's all. Because when it's a God thing, God done probably already warned them of who you are. But see, they thinking that you're going to be one way. But when God is in it, he will fool the very elect. He'll take the foolish things to confound the wise. He would have them flabbergasted about the way your presence, your diction. Come on. He would have them, because see, they're looking for you to speak Ebonics. But you done showed up. Every word you're saying is in the correct order. Amen. And so it's, then he says, and put a knife to thy throat if thou be a man given to appetite. If you greedy, you need to eat before you come. And this is me. If you greedy, you're a greedy person, and you don't know how to eat when you're in the presence of influential people. If you watch TV, you're pretty much the TV when it comes to influential people, people with wealth, people with money, people that are rich. Generally, when they go into these different dinners or things and they're walking around eating, they sample. They may have a little caviar here, certain hors d'oeuvres. Then they may have, different than some quiche. Right. But they may have a little fruit, but it's like a one piece. It ain't a whole plate of strawberries. It's not a whole plate of caviar. It's not a whole plate of salmon. Come on. I'm just telling you. And they nibble on it. And that's how they eat when they're, you know, until the course meal is presented. Right. So but it says if you greet it, that's what verse 2 is saying. If you greet it. Put a knife to your throat. As my dear would say, put a knife to your throat. I'm teaching y'all tonight. See, we, the body of Christ, need to be taught, because a lot of y'all don't have manners. And if I'm not talking to you, don't receive it. You ain't got to receive it. But if you know that you eat like a dog when you go sit at the table, you need to receive it. Because God is trying to put you in a high-ranking position that you don't qualify for. But because he's God, he's going to bless you anyway. So you need to know how to act when you get around these certain kind of people. This is what God is saying tonight. I want you to act like you got some sense. I want you to act like you got some dignity. I want you to act like you know what you're doing. I want you to talk like you know how to speak, right, before great men and women, because he will bring you before great rulers, great leaders. Hallelujah. Y'all ain't gonna help me on tonight, but it's okay. Sister, don't gobble your food and don't talk with your mouth full. You know, while you standing up there talking, child, your hand out, throw back, and you got a piece of quiche in your mouth, you chewing and talking and stuff flying out your mouth. That is not etiquette. It does not look good. It says that you're very unlearned. You may not know everything, but you ain't got to let the folks know you don't know. Come on. Watch them. If you don't know, watch how they act. Mimic what they're doing. When you see the wealth and you know they wealthy, and they ain't faking it till they make it, watch how they act. And then you do likewise. When you in Rome, you do as the Romans do. Oh, I'm teaching good tonight. I'm teaching better than y'all saying anything. But y'all over there trying to eat off everything on the people of the servers are bringing around. Oh, give me some of them. And you're not taking one. You taking five and six and then putting it in oh, Lord, here we go. Y'all putting it in a napkin and tell me, I'm going to take this home for later. I'm going to get full off of this. And then I'm going to take me some. Lord Jesus, what happened, Jesus? What happened? What happened? I'm trying to tell you, God want to elevate you. He want to put you in high places. But you got to get yourself together, right? It could be you holding you up, okay? So. Don't gobble down your food and don't, you know, have a mouthful of food and don't stuff yourself. You're at a dinner with influential people. Yes. And because they may have a lot on their plate, don't mean you go get the same amount because you may not know what the food tastes like. Again, you may not be accustomed to eating certain things like caviar. Caviar has been around as a delicacy that has been around for years, older than me. And I'm 55. It's been here for years. But do I like it? No. Have I had it? Yes. Can I have it again if I choose? Do I like it? Absolutely not. All right? Some things you have to acquire a taste. But you cannot be there trying to taste caviar and then you are all out loud spitting it out like that. No, ma'am. That's not etiquette. The proper thing to do is, wipe your mouth while no one is looking. And, it's a way to do it. Get it out of your mouth. That's why you shouldn't put so much in your mouth being greedy. You're supposed to be tasting, not, oh, Jesus. Y'all need to have an etiquette 101 class with me. Amen. Let us go on. Verse 4 says, labor not to be rich, cease from thine own wisdom. While thou set thine eyes upon that. Okay. Labor not to be rich. That simply means. You're working, you're working hard just to be rich, right? And since cease from thine own wisdom. All right, so you're working hard to be rich, but you have ceased from your own wisdom. Wisdom says you work while it's day because when night comes, no man can work. And while you're working, and because you've gone to school, because you have learned your trade, you went to trade school or whatever, you know you're going to get top dollar. But then there's some of you who should have more wisdom to know that when you have a family, you should not be working like a Hebrew slave and you neglect your family. The Lord wants you. The man's supposed to take care of his family, but not to the point where he neglects his family because he want to work more than being at home with his children. Something is wrong there. So we have to check that. And I know you have some people say, my mom and dad, all they did was work so that they could put us through high school, college. They brought, put us in private school. And so they work hard. I understand that. But you still got to have balance to have a family life as well. Because listen, all work and no play, somebody missing something. Somebody's going slacking and lacking. All right. So we got to put balance in there. Right. Amen. Because I hear people have colleagues that say, my mom and my dad work. And then my dad didn't want my mom to work. So he wanted her to stay home. So all he did was work and he traveled out of town, but he left mom at home with the kids. He never say, Mom, come go along with the trip with me. And then later on, they find out years and years later that Dad had another woman who traveled with him. And he come home to Mom and he act like he was so tired to be with her, you know, but Mama didn't mind because she was so tired of doing all the work. You know, she was busy with all the kids. She was a soccer mom. She was this kind of my basketball mom. She was a, you know, cheerleader. She had gymnastics, piano, you know. So she had so much that was so busy. And he didn't have a maid for her, okay? She had a lot of things to do. So I'm kidding, because I know that that's a whole lot of work, you know, on a person, right, without any help, without any assistance. So, but anyway, you shouldn't work to be rich, but then you never spend time with your family. Never neglect your family. Wilt thou set thine eyes upon that which is not? For riches certainly make themselves wings that fly away as eagle toward heaven. So don't wear yourself out trying to get rich. That's simply what it's saying. You got to have restrain yourself. You got to have boundaries, right? Listen, I'm going to work my 9 to 5 or my 8 to 5 or 4 or whatever, my 10 to 6 or however, and then I'm going home with my family. And I'm not taking my work home. That may be sometimes you have to bring your work home, but you need to make it known even when signing on with these people that I have a family and we do go to church. And so I don't plan to bring all my work home. I'm going to work on the job. When I go home, I'm going to do what I need to do for my family. You need to see it. If you can't get it like that, that just simply means you, God has got calling you to your own business. Amen. Glory to God. Riches disappear in the blink of an eye. I can tell you, I know that to be truth. I'm a witness, okay? You can have money today, wealth today, and tomorrow it's going to, listen, all it takes for a doctor, if you're going to look at a neurosurgeon, and you know they make big bank, right? A neurosurgeon, very young, energetic, new to the game, but he is top at his game. Neurosurgeon doing the doggone thing. He's sought after in every hospital around the world. And here he is. He goes out with a few guys. I'm paraphrasing, making up. He goes out with a few guys, and then they leave, and he on his way home. Doesn't have a wife and children, but he's on his way home, and bam, he hits somebody because he's drunk. And they get arrested for DUI later to find them to charge him with manslaughter, right? So right now, all that money that he had made in the last 5 years prior to him, you know, becoming a sought after, you know, neurosurgeon, all of that went towards bill, I mean, you know, his lawyer fees. Now his license, automatically, understand this, when you're in business, there's a certain amount you have to take out anyway. I don't know about the neurosurgeons, but I do know, like, even with child care, you know, I have to have $1 million policy. So with being a neurosurgeon, they have to have a certain amount of money that they have to take out anyway. Now, the policy, the insurance that they take out will take care of the malpractice suits and, you know, lawyers and yada, 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 families, whatever the case may be. But this was another, you know, and I'm sure they got a nice amount for their daughter, but we don't know, you know, things are, you know, they close things, and so you don't really need to know. But however, the insurance company paid that, but now for his lawyer fees, he had to come out. And so one night he was a wealthy man, and the next night, by nightfall, he was a broke man. So it can make you or it can break you. Riches can make you or break you. I hope y'all hear that. Riches disappear in the blink of an eye, and wealth sprouts wings and flies off into the wild blue yonder. It flies away. You can have it in your hand today, and it'll fly away on tomorrow. Amen? All right, let's read. Continue to read. Verse 6. And it says, eat thou not the bread of him that have an evil eye. Uh-oh. Neither desire thou his dainty meat. Let me stop right there. I'm going to break that on down. Y'all better stop eating from folks that don't like you. You better stop eating from folks that you know don't like you. Now, they may appear to be your friend. They may appear to be your colleague. They may appear to be like you, but listen, when you have discernment and God have revealed unto you their hearts, you better stop eating from them. I don't care if they say, girl, I brought you some. Okay. You know, if they say they brought you some and you know they don't like you, take it. Right? But as soon as you can get to the nearest garbage can, throw it away. Throw it away. Not a garbage can that's around them, because somebody will go in that garbage can and say, isn't this the thing that such and such just brought such and such? And it'll be a mess. No, you wait till you get home or to somewhere else and throw it away. Okay? Use wisdom. Because you shouldn't be eating from someone that don't like it. And then especially when they be like, girl, come on, eat it. I want you to eat it. I want you to eat it. I want you to taste it. I want you to taste it. Why so you so eager for me to taste it? Let me let somebody else taste it. No, don't let them taste it. I want you to taste it. They don't want nobody else to get sick. They want you to get sick. But let me tell you, the word of the Lord says, even if you get a snake bite, even if, I'm telling you, it still ain't going to kill you. A poisonous snake can bite you. If you say it and feel the Holy Ghost, it won't take you. Listen, we have been given power to tread upon serpents and scorpions, and by no means shall they harm us. Amen? But y'all got to watch that evil eye. Neither desire thou his dainty meat, for as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. So as a man thinketh in their heart, so they are. Eat and drink, said he to thee, but his heart is not with thee. Y'all say y'all love God, and your heart ain't with God. You say you love him. Oh, I just love him. I love him. I love. Why you love him? Well, I just love him. Why? Anytime you say you love somebody, you ought to have a why. Amen. You ought to have a why you love him. Well, I love him because he's sweet. Because they're nice to me. Because they love on me. Come on. I love God because he first loved me. I love God because he always had my back. I love God because he's a secret keeper. I love God because he looked beyond my faults and he saw my needs. I love God because even though people are doing all kinds of things, he is contending with those that contend with me. He is fighting those that fight me. I love God because all that I have need of, his hands has already provided. I love God because he's working all things together. For my good, come on here. I love God because he yet holds me up with his right hand of righteousness. I love God because listen, when I'm down and out, come on here, I can have hope in him because I know he is the quicker picker upper. He'll pick me up and he'll turn me around. He'll place my feet on solid ground. I love him tonight. What about you? Glory to God. We got a few more minutes. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's read verse 8. I got to read verse 7 again. For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. So the way a person thinks, listen to what they're saying. Listen, because out of the heart that flows the issue of life, a person will tell you what they feel, and they'll start talking about things that's in their heart is rooted in there. So you'll begin to hear things. You'll be like, I didn't know you felt that way about me. I didn't know you didn't like me that much. You know, I thought we were cool. They begin to say some stuff that will shock you. So what a man think in his heart, so is he. And so while it says eat and drink, said he to thee. He's telling you to eat and drink and be merry, I'm sure. But his heart is not with you because he want to kill you. He want to take you up out of here. He want to see your demise. He want to listen. He'll cutthroat you in every area of your life, in every way. He'll stop you from getting that position. He'll go lie on you to the boss. He'll go make lies. He'll even make pictures and fake post saying it was you and it wasn't you. No, you wasn't even nowhere in it. But he'll do that so that he or she can get that position, because man is just low down like that. So you got to watch them dirty dogs. You got to watch them, because a dog is a dog. He's a bow wow wow yippee yo yippee yay. And he don't care what he does to you or nobody else, because he's low down and dirty. Y'all better stop taking them dogs back in your life. Everybody done dealt with a dog in their life before. There's some women dogs and there's a men dog, and I'm sure every one of you have came and had an encounter with a dog before. And I'm talking about a dog that just low down, a dog that don't have nothing about himself. He don't care about life. He don't care about himself. All his motive is having what he want when he want it, and anything he got to do to get it, he gonna do it. If that means crossing, Xing you out, he's willing to do it. That's a dog. Hallelujah. But just because a person is a dog towards you, that does not mean you reciprocate the same thing, right? Hallelujah. Listen, if you can't love them, you know, some people say, well, if you can't beat them, join them. No, you ain't got to beat them. It ain't required that you beat them. The Bible said the race is not given to the swift or to the strong, but it's given to the one that endureth to the end. Run your own race, honey. Ain't nobody telling you to be like, come on here, somebody. What is that girl named Kayla Richardson? Ain't nobody telling you to run as fast as her, because truth be told, maybe a million people or more can outrun that girl. Come on here. So ain't nobody telling you she's a man. And she was topping her game in the whole world. So I'm not trying to tell you to run like her or to sprint like her. I'm just telling you to run the race that God gave you. Run it with patience. Run it because you love God. Run it because you got a destination in your view. You're looking to reach a high plateau in your life. You're reaching to go higher in the things of God. You're running because you want to please God. You're running for your family members to get saved. You're running because you want to see folks delivered and set free. You should know why you're running this race. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I just went to verse words. So don't accept a meal from a tightwad. Don't expect anything special from a tightwad. That's a stingy person as well. A tightwad only wants what they want. They don't. They go to great lengths to have what they want, and they again don't care how they get it. They will look over you, and you're the one that opened the door for them. They will acknowledge other people instead of wanting to give you your credit for what you did. Them tightwads, them stingy people, they ain't giving you nothing for free. Guarantee you this. If a tightwad or a stingy person give you something, they're looking for double or triple in return. Who am I talking to tonight? He'll be as stingy with you as he is with himself. He a tightwad with his own self. How you going to be tight with your own self? See, I know some people like that. They won't buy what they need. They want you to buy it. Baby, you need underwear. You better buy yourself some underwear. You need a bra. You better get yourself a bra. You need clothes. Buy you some clothes. Why would you be cheap with your own self? You know it costs to get your hair done. Why you want to be cheap? You know you want to look good, right? Well, fix yourself up. Come on, somebody. He'll say, eat, drink, but won't mean a word of it. His miserly serving will turn your stomach when you realize the meal's a sham. Everything they do, they got motives. You better watch the motives of these people that say they for you. You better watch the motives of these people that's trying to come into your life right now and trying to, oh, Lord have mercy, y'all don't even see the forest for the trees. Some people are coming into your life right now. They're trying to grab you, get you into under their wings. They're trying to get you having you. Some of you will be their maidservant, their manservant, and everything else. They are trying to, oh God, y'all don't even see what's before you. You're too busy trying to be accepted and won't look at what, Lord Jesus, these people coming with motives. Y'all better open up your eyes and pay attention, amen. So when you go before our great leaders and go to the table that God is sitting in this hour, I'm talking about this very hour, not talking about 10 years from now. I'm talking about in this dispensation, the table that God is setting for us and opening up doors for us to go into these kingdomly places and ranking. And some of them not kingdomly, right? But they are with the elite, right? He's going to put us there so we can declare his truth in the earth. He's going to put us there because we have in our bellies what God want to release. Amen. And the people that have been, he's taking people that won for these positions by right. They want it. He's going to sit them down because they mock and be bought. You cannot compromise in these positions that God is getting ready to give us. You can't compromise. You can't be their friend. You gotta call a spade a spade. If it's black, it's black. If it's white, it's white. If it's ugly, it's just ugly. You cannot compromise with the devil. You got to call sin, sin. I don't care if it's an Arab or a Jew. You got to call it what it is. Amen. That is the word of the Lord for you all tonight. God is getting ready to put you in some heavenly places, in some major places. He's opening up some major doors and even into some political arenas too, into some governmental arenas, God said. And he's going to take those down and going to put you in there. But he ain't talking to you if you can't be bold and courageous. He's not talking. He's talking to the ones that he can trust. Hallelujah, that they will deliver what he says. They're going to speak what he says and will not take down. And their mouth cannot be bought. That is the word of the Lord for you on tonight. Amen. We're closing the paperback Bible. Come on, give the Lord a hand clap of praise on tonight. Well, I said just for y'all to give the Lord a hand clap of praise. But since y'all didn't do that, we're going to move right on. Come on, Dr. Kimmy Kim. Let's open up these phone lines. Amen. I want y'all to come on. I want y'all to come on and give me your name, city and state, and tell me where you're chiming in from. Amen. Good evening, caller. You're on the air with the apostle.
Hello. Okay, well, I can be quick to say something. My name is Ayesha Roberts, and I'm from Mobile, Alabama. And I have my phone on mute, but I've been listening to everything. I got these children running now. I want y'all to have all these. But I've been taking everything that you're saying. I had to unmute it to clap my hands. When they say the word was good, the word was good. So thank you, doctor. Thank you very much.
God bless you, y'all. Minister, yes, sir, is my childhood friend. Amen. I thank God for what he's doing in your life, woman of God. I thank God that God said to tell you that your vision, excuse me, your vision is beginning to get clearer. God said you're going to have x-ray vision in the spirit. He's giving you clear vision now. So there are some people you're going to look right into them. They're going to be talking to you, but God said he's going to let you see right into them. You're going to know the truth right then and there. You're not going to have to worry about it. You're going to have to pray about it. God's going to reveal it to you right then and there. They won't be able to just say anything to you anymore. They won't be able to lie their way out of certain things because God said he's going to let you see with his x-ray vision into them. And so as with that, God says you're going to begin to dream more. I don't know if you start back to dreaming or whatever the case may be, but he says he's going to give you vivid dreams. Amen. But you are dreaming. Okay. Amen. He said, do not be afraid of what you're seeing. He said, now there are some things that you're dreaming even on right now that pertain, it may look bad in the dream, but God said, I'm you showing you these things because this is what is going on in the earth. There are some people who are not, they don't know. You know, they don't know this. And God said, I'm going to let you speak these things on your platforms. And not only that, he says to tell you that, but you can rebuke. He wants you to begin to rebuke some of the stuff that he's showing you. But he's showing you because he's saying he's sharpening your gifts. Amen. And so he's trusting you with these things. He's trusting you with the visions that he's showing you. Amen. And everything ain't, you know, some people don't, oh, them the devil dreams. No, baby. God will show you bad things. God, because he will show you so that you can pray against it, so that you be the one to go and warfare and pray. Somebody, you may see somebody, child getting murdered, but God will show you and show you see that bullet. You know what I'm saying? But you binding and rebuking it will stop that from happening to that child. So God says, pay attention to every dream. Even so, begin to see. He says, see in the room. Just don't watch the dream. He said, look at the room. He says, pay attention to every detail, even to the colors on the walls. Pay attention to the flooring. Every detail in a dream matters. It means something. So make sure that when you're dreaming, you are looking at everything. Look around the holes. Let your eyes go all around so that you don't miss anything. And that is the word of the Lord for you on tonight. Thank you for joining me. I love you.
I love you more.
Amen. God bless you. Good evening, caller. You're on the air with the apostle.
Hello.
Good evening.
Good evening. God bless you.
This is Amaya.
Come on, y'all, Jimbo. Amen.
You both was on. I just want to say I enjoyed the service tonight. Keep on
Amen.
Striving, woman of God. Keep on pushing.
Amen. So I'm going to say that back unto you. You keep on striving. You keep on pushing. Even though sometimes you may feel misunderstood, does not mean that you stop. That means you keep going because God is using you in this hour. God's trying to get you to a higher plateau. So you got to push past what people are saying. You got to push past the pain or the bullshit because God don't use your pain for his glory. Cause you hear what I'm saying? He's going to use your pain for his glory. And God said, it's time for you now to tell the story. Oh, Lord, have mercy. It's time for you to tell the story because God's going to get the glory out of your life one way or another. That is the word of the Lord for you on tonight. Thank you for joining
Thank
me, y'all.
You.
That is my eldest daughter. I praise God for
it.
Amen. God bless you. Good evening, caller. You're on the air with the apostle.
Good afternoon. Hello. Good night. Evening.
Good evening. God bless you. How are you?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
Oh, I'm well. Thank you for asking.
The message was good. I needed to hear that. And I want to say this here. You better be careful what you take from people, too, because they address the present, the money, you know. They do all kinds of things. These cast an evil day. That's why we're supposed to come up against the kingdom of darkness. You know, we say the devil come up against the whole kingdom of darkness in this dispensation because so much is going on in the earth. And I just pray, pray. My name is Tanya Ross. I'm calling Theodore, Alabama. And I have really enjoyed, even with the etiquette 101, that's an awesome word. But so when we go into these places, we'll know what to do and how to act. And how respond when you see these
that's
things
right.
taking place. So when he bring us before these people, we'll know what to do. And I really enjoy that word there.
Amen. Really, amen. God bless you. I just never know what God want to say. And I just never know. I never know what God's going to say, when it comes to this night. So I just like, okay. Oh my word, that boom, there it is. Hey, do this. So we bless God because even on this morning on the prayer line, I was telling him and didn't realize that today was an election day. And so he is getting ready to put us up in these positions. And we cannot go acting like an alley cat or like we just came off the stroll on your corners and your states where the prostitutes stroll. We can't act like that. You know what I mean? Sometimes even if you don't fit the part, if you don't look the part, you can look the part for the time when God's getting ready to open his door for you because everything about you must change. You know, y'all, I'm telling y'all, it's a change for the better. It ain't that God trying to make you out of something that you aren't because he made you. He put you through the fire. He tested you. So he knows what you're capable of being. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. And funny you would say that because I was at a restaurant on Sunday and the Lord had me looking around and I was seeing how the ladies had they one hand up under the table and they were eating with the other hand. And here you is talking about etiquette. And I just thank God for that word because that confirmation because God want me to see. You know, he want me to know. He want me to know. So when he put me in that place, I'll be able, you know, to be able to handle myself properly. Amen.
Amen. That's so true. Amen. God bless you on tonight. Thank you for joining me. Amen. Good evening, caller. You're on the air with the apostle.
Good evening, Apostle Dr. Sylvia Hunter. Good evening, Mrs. Minister KB from Brookhaven, Mississippi. Ooh. How are you?
Hey. I'm well. How are you tonight?
I'm all is well. Thank you. I appreciated that word on this evening, the etiquette. That is that, as Minister Ross just got through speaking on, that is so needed. I mean, etiquette in church and out in public, how we're supposed to act, how we're supposed to attend functions. Because for a long time, you know, when I was younger, you just go and you didn't know which fork to eat with. You didn't know which spoon to use. But it's just now that you're learning, I said, I don't want to be out and then you eating with the wrong fork or the wrong spoon and don't know which side the napkin needs to be on. And people be looking at you like, this go over here, this go over there. But I appreciated that word.
Amen. Listen, I do understand that because of COVID, certain restaurants that you go to, they probably won't have the settings like that. But when you go to a fine restaurant, I expect them to have napkins, not no plastic. I mean, you know, the napkins, I mean, linen napkins. I expect them to have that.
Mm-hmm.
And I expect them to have all the different proper, plate settings that it should be. But, you know, they're not, a lot of them are not doing it because of, I guess, that and whatever have you. But it is necessary. We must learn it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm willing to teach it, you know, because we get ready to go someplace. And if you want to, you know, if you you concerned about where God is taking you and you know he's taking you somewhere, you may not know where, but you got to be ready. You got to be ready at all times. You just can't, you know, be half cocked But if you pay attention to what they do, you can learn. But if you get in a class before time, you won't have to worry about it, because when you get there, you're going to be ready, straight. You're going to be straight,
amen,
as they say.
Amen.
Glory to God. So thank you for tuning in with me on tonight. God bless you. Have a good one.
And thank you. Blessings, blessings. You too. Amen.
Amen. I accept. Good evening, caller. You're on the air with the apostle.
Good evening, Apostle Dr. Sylvia Hunter. I had to get this Mississippi in too, the makers too of Brookhaven, Mississippi. This is Minister Emma calling all the way from Brookhaven, Mississippi. So
all
I thank God for you on tonight. I thank you for that word that you brought to us on editor, because so many times I have seen so many our people, you know, like to eat with a fun, especially when they're doing collard greens. That's, you do that at home. But I'm so glad he is teaching us that in Jesus' name. So when we do go out in public with you or either by ourselves, we'll know exactly what to do. So I thank the Lord for allowing you to bring that to us in Jesus' holy name. And we bless you for that in Jesus' holy name.
Yeah, I hear that. Yeah, I hear that. Yeah, I hear that. Yeah, I hear that. Take your phone off.
I did.
Maybe something. All right, well, we're buying. Same Jesus call. God bless you all. Shalom.
If I burned a bridge, that's not what I meant to do. If I broke some hearts, didn't mean that too. I believe the myth and know something I have to come to terms with. I don't know who I am anymore.
Of me.
the end.